Gerald took 5 minutes of my time, so by going over time, you see Brother Gerald. I cut to get 15 minutes to come close to touching the message. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, a well-known story we're going to get at tonight. Naaman. Heard it from Sunday school. I'd like to center our thoughts around 5 mistakes that Naaman made. 5 mistakes that Naaman made. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the king of Syria, let's go up to verse 5, and the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. Let's jump down for the sake of time, verse 8. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, thereof, as thou rent thy clothes, let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and he went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar the waters of Israel? Are not Abana and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came there and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet that did thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the men of God, and the flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. I'm sure God will add a blessing just to the reading of his precious word. More than I could ever think about saying is his word. 5 mistakes that Naaman made. You know, Naaman had what many imagine today would make him happy. If you read verse 1, Naaman had position, a captain. Naaman had power in that same verse, great man. Naaman had character. He was an honorable man, a gracious, a gentleman. Naaman had victory. He had deliverance, because he had ridden Syria of all their enemies. But then it says, but he was a leper. That spoiled everything. All what Naaman had, he would have given all. Not to have had lepers. My friend, at the very outset of the message, may I say tonight, you might have all these things plus. But let me tell you, if you're without Christ tonight, what God says, you're a sinner. You're a sinner. But tonight, you could go out from this building being a saint by simply placing your faith and trust in what the Lord Jesus Christ did at Calvary on your behalf and on my behalf. I trust that you'd be wise tonight and do that. Look at what leprosy did to him. It separated him. He couldn't be with his family. It rendered him unclean. He had to cry out unclean. He was incurable. In those days, leprosy was not curable. And it would eventually bring death to me. As I thought about it, sin separates, doesn't it? Many a home has been broken. Many a husband and wife have been separated through sin. Many a child has brought shame to the family because of sin. Sin separates. Sin renders unclean. All what we have, as the prophet says, is like filthy rags. Our best. And sin eventually brings death. The wages of sin is death. But I'm so glad that verse doesn't stop there. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen at what the prophet Isaiah says. You don't have to stay in your sin. Says the Lord's end is not shortened that it cannot save. If you'll make the first step tonight, he'll reach out and accept. Says in his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. You just whisper the word, Lord, save, and he'll hear it, and he'll receive it. Why not come tonight? I trust you're going to be wise and do that. Naaman's first mistake was he brought the wrong price. We're going to use 5 P's. The wrong price. Look at what Naaman brought for his healing. He says he brought 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. It couldn't move the first sore from his hand. Not the first spot of that leprosy could it cleanse. And my friend, whatever you bring, whatever you're trying to bring, it cannot move the smallest sin from tonight. But I'll tell you what can do. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. He died that you might be forgiven, that you might be cleansed of every sin. God doesn't ask you to bring anything, does he? He doesn't want anything that you got. All he wants is you to just simply come. I trust you'll be wise and come tonight. The prophet Isaiah says, come by without money, without price. You know then, the Lord Jesus in that pearl of great price, the Lord Jesus went and sold all that he had. What a price to redeem me and you. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us we are bought with a price. The blood of Jesus. At Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus, we see the price tag on our salvation. His precious blood. How much the Savior must have loved you and me. Secondly, he went to the wrong person. He went to the king of Israel, an unregenerate king, a king who had led the children of Israel into idolatry to forget God. My friend tonight, let me ask you, where are you going? What are you looking to today? Is it some ordinance? Is it, well, I take communion, or I'll sing in the choir, or I'll teach a Sunday school. I'll do something. I want to do something. The wrong person, the wrong thing. As I thought of that, my mind went back to Judas. Judas, after he betrayed Christ, he went back with the money. And he went to the priest and he threw it at his feet and said, I have betrayed the innocent blood. You know, if Judas would have went back to the Lord Jesus and had said, Lord, I have sinned against you. Forgive me. The Lord would have put his arms around Judas and said, you're forgiven. That's what I want to do. You're forgiven, Judas. But you know, Judas didn't come to the Lord Jesus. He went to the wrong person. My friend tonight, are you willing to come? Are you willing to come to the right person? He's waiting for you. I trust that you would come tonight. Thirdly, he went to the wrong place. As I thought about this, I just trembled. It says he came and he stood at the door. Just a step and he could have been inside to Elisha. And I believe Elisha might have cured him on the spot. But no, he stands outside the door. He had pride. He stands outside the door and he would not go in. He's almost in. As I thought of that, I was reminded of an Old Testament character. Almost in. And that was Abner. I don't have time to go into the detail of the story. You know there were 6 cities of refuge. Abner had slain Joab's brother on self-defense. Those cities of refuge were for those who had killed a person by accident or in self-defense. They could go to that city and be safe. Abner's just one step to be in that gate. And Joab talks to him and calls him aside. And Joab stabs him and kills him on the spot. One step, and Abner could have been inside and safe. My friend, is that your case tonight? Just a step in your ear. You know, those said words, as David came to that grave, and he looked down in that casket, and he looked at Abner. Says, Abner, you died like a fool. Your hands were not bound. Your feet were not put in fetters. Abner, all you had to do was step in. But you're lost. My friend, I shudder for you tonight. Is it possible that this could be the last time you hear the gospel? I don't know. I don't know. And your casket could be brought here tomorrow. What did we have to say? He died like a fool. She died like a fool. It would break every heart of every Christian. Because we pray for you and we love you so dear. Friend, be wise to your soul. Come to the Savior. You have a chance. You have another chance. You put it off. It could be the last time. I'm reminded of a story I read. A little girl trusted the Lord Jesus in an evangelistic meeting one night. She came home, she says, Granddaddy, I trusted Christ tonight. Oh, I would like for you to be a Christian too, Granddaddy. He says, my dear, when I was young like you, God spoke to my heart one night in an evangelistic meeting. And I refused to come. I knew I needed my sins forgiven. I knew I should come. The Spirit of God strove with me like never before. Just my day I went out of that meeting and I looked up into the stars and I said, God, if you don't bother me again, I'll never bother you. Says, honey, God took me at my word. God has never bothered me again. And it's too late for me to bother him. The story goes on to say that man died, and as far as they know, went to hell. My friend, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to warn you. I don't know. You could be in eternity before the night ends. Why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come? But then, fourthly, he had the wrong perception. Listen what he says. I thought he would come out to me. How many are like that today? Go on my feelings. I thought I'd get a wishing. I thought I'd feel safe. But friend, tonight, God says, come. His invitation to you, he says, come. Not I thought he would come to me. but that you would come to him. He's waiting for you. He wants you to come to him. That's all he has you to do. C-O-M-E, come. That's all he asked of me. He did all the work. There's naught to do for me. There in Calvary's cross, he died for every sin. And all he asked for me to do, and you to do, is C-O-M-E, come. Prophet Isaiah again says, O everyone that thirsteth, come. Let me ask you a question tonight, if you're not saved. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for God? Are you thirsty to have your sins forgiven? He says, come without money, without price. Fifthly and lastly, he had the wrong post. He had the wrong post or the wrong attitude. It says he went away in a rage. Friend, are you like that? Have you been to a gospel meeting and said, I don't like the way the preacher said that tonight? I don't like what God says that's the way I should come. He was harsh tonight. Friend, be wise to your soul again, may I say. You know, Naaman was like that. And the servants put, I believe, their hand on Naaman and said, Naaman, look. If Elisha had asked you to do something great, wouldn't you have done it? And Naaman must have said yes, because he listened. And he went. Let me ask you tonight. If God had asked you to do something great for him, I believe every person in here tonight who is not saved would say, I'll do it. I'll work my fingers to the bone. God, I'll do it. I want to be there. But he asked you not to do a simple thing. Only like I said just now, come. I trust you'll do it. You know, Naaman's rage subsided. Naaman realized, I must do what he said if I'm going to ever come. I trust that will be your case tonight. That your rage will subside. You'll say, yes, I need to be saved. I need to come God's way. And that you will come. But I don't want to leave Naaman like that. You know what? Naaman finally followed the right prescription. Washed and be clean. Naaman went, followed what the prophet said, washed and his flesh became clean. My friend, that's all you need to do tonight is come and wash in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And be clean for time and for eternity. As I thought of Naaman, I'm going to close with this. I thought of the rich young ruler. You know, Naaman did everything wrong, but he finally did the right thing. But the rich young ruler did everything right and then made the wrong mistake. Listen. He went to the right person, the rich young ruler. He went in the right spirit. He kneeled down. He asked the right question. What must I do to have eternal life? He got the right answer. And he went away doing the wrong thing. That rich young ruler's in hell tonight if he never repented. Naaman made the right choice. He followed the right prescription. He washed and was clean. With this story, I close. Many years ago, religions from all over the world gathered together in the city of Chicago. In one of the sessions, Dr. Cook got up and said, gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you a woman of great sorrow. This woman has blood stains in her hands. And she doesn't know how she could get them removed. Those blood stains is murder. This woman has committed murder. She wants to know how she could have her sins washed away. Dr. Cook says the audience felt numb. Not a word was said. And he went round to each person. Could you tell her? Not one person replied. How she could have her sins washed away and have peace with God. Finally, Dr. Cook looked up to heaven and he says, John, could you tell us how this woman could have her sins washed away? Dr. Cook waited for a minute as if he was waiting for an answer. And then he says, listen, John, speaks. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Dr. Cook said, there is no hope, there is no peace for this world apart from the gospel of Jesus Christ. My friend tonight, if you're not saved, let me ask you, are you willing to come that way through the cross? We heard so much about it in the singing tonight. Are you willing to come through the cross tonight? You willing to have your sins washed away? You said, I wish I knew. Simply right where you're seated. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I believe that you went to Calvary for me. Forgive me. I believe that you died, was buried, and rose again on my behalf. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart and life. If you'll do that tonight, and mean it from the bottom of your heart, upon the authority of God's word, you will be saved. Don't leave the building tonight. We're going to get out there. There's going to be noise. You're going to forget what's been said. There are people here tonight. Brother Frank's here. Brother Joe Reese here, the leaders of this assembly. I'm here. Be glad to talk to you. You'll be sorry a million times if you wake up in hell and find yourself there forever. I trust you'd come tonight. Let's pray. Father, we shudder tonight as we realize there could be someone here who's lost. Someone here tonight who might go out and make that wrong choice like the rich young ruler and not trust the Savior. Father, we pray tonight that you will give the courage to those who might not be saved to say yes to the Savior tonight. To let go whatever's holding them and to let God have his way. Father, we pray tonight that you would bless this meeting with one precious soul. We can't do it. We can't say a thing that would bring them, but your Spirit, blessed Holy Spirit, can speak to hearts and move with them and convict them of their sin and show them their loss. Oh God, we pray tonight that some might come to know you before it's too late. This we pray in Jesus' name. Again, we thank you for the food that has been prepared for us. We thank you for the hands that have prepared it. Father, we ask that from the strength of this food that we'd go out and use that strength to serve you in a greater way. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Don't leave, my friend. Don't leave tonight. We love you. God loves you more than we could ever love you. He demonstrated it by giving his son to die for you. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.